Hey, sweetie. Now we're gonna put you down. Deep. Nice and deep, though not to sleep. So keep your brain active enough to stay above the surface. If you submerge too early, then, well, sand does take you to the thoughts of sleep, the land of nod, drifting off. But the precarity that you might lose the trance you're keeping track of. That you might stumble off into bumbling into sleep and all my words fall on deaf ears as you leak away and get comfortable for me. Find somewhere relaxing, or somewhere to relax. Just lay down, optimize your chances of dropping. The things I have for you are important and they must get deep. You must get deeply asleep and yet awake and alert, enough to move around while holding to the edge. White knuckle grip on nodding off, hanging out cliffside, where wafting euphoric waves of, oh, but I could be asleep, oh, but I could be deep, balancing the two, the rest you need and the rest of the things you need, which is me in there fulfilling your needs and encouraging you to exceed even the time before. Even the time before. Make sure tight clothing is loosened, you don't know what you'll have to do, or adjust for temperature, adjust. In any way you need to. It is all right to scratch an itch or to stir for more comfortable positioning. It only makes you heavier. Only makes you lazy daisy deeper down. And I'll walk you through some exercises that might help you flex the art of sinking. Exercises in universal service to the art of sinking, and I do exist in service to the art of trance. I can't resist hypnotic trance, and hopefully, by the end of our play, you'll agree with me. Oh, you can take it slow, one day, then another day, but make it a point to practice. I'm going to walk you through practices, deeper impositions of trance, and the first is simply the breath. To return attention regularly, simply, actively to the breath. And if you drift away into, oh, am I becoming hypnotized? Oh, do I need to change this, adjust this? If you drift into the weeds of thoughts that better belong to the weary world outside, then you may return to the breath. Breathe deep, slow, fill lungs, hold. Relaxing air, 3, 2, 1, and out. And it works best if you just know the counting breath. From rest, you breathe in. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. In. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Out. 2, 3, 4. Hold. 2, 3, 4. In. 2, 3, 4. In for 4. Hold for 4. Out for 4. Hold for 4. You can vary these to your lung capacities. You can breathe in deeper, out longer. The idea is just to move through those phases, and in my case, it's like a dance. I always have loved to dance, so for you, maybe you have other parallels. And all through, if any of these exercises work better for you, if you're not thinking of sinking into warm sand, if it's the water of a bath or the soap of a bath, if it's drifting and soaking, if it's a shower cascading down, you can do this trance standing. Do this steady breathing standing. But that quadruple braided cord, that in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, out. 2, 3, 4, hold. 2, 3, 4, 16 beats, and you do it again. It's a strong enough braid, you can return to it. Another deep breath, and you hold it once again. You can do it in the background, and you don't have to do it the whole time. I release you from any instruction to keep doing it now that you know the principle. And sometimes, given my pace and my own rapidity, you may at times breathe out of sync with the presentation here. That's fine. That's good. Do that. Have a long, slow breath. And that's all you need to do. Your fondest wish is to keep breathing deeply, knowing it expels anything other than sleepy deep threading through, because I'm doing breathing too. We are nice and relaxing, breathing and moving and trancing and dropping together, relaxing you more with each sleepy deep breath that you take in. And after a long day of anything other than this kind of play, you may need a little priming and tenderizing. And if it is a long day of this kind of play, you need nothing at all but to drop, fall. Remember, you love to forget and drop. Forgetting is the first and easiest part, the nonstop background process. There's no subconscious, so you have to use the conscious layers to wind into the conscious perception of what you do moment by moment, day by day, in a 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, background beat. Threads and movements, the threads of puppet strings or cogwheels winding inside. And the thread, the singular thread, when the top bulb of the hourglass is full, of time flowing to the bottom, so solid, so constant, that individual grains can look like an unbroken line. Trances like that. Individual acts of systemics, of trajectories, of habits, of habit formation, individual reinforcements, conditionings, and happenings that all through happenstance and your canny reinterpretation of the narrative look like one unbroken line. But of course, the tenets and chains of compliance are easy enough. You are wrapped in them from going down this road enough times. Another deep breath in, hold it once again. Heavy, comfortable, you're exerting, you're using mental energy as well as physical tracking, moving, and I don't plan to allow time for it. If you're in the background of this and all other things going in 1, 2, 3, 4, hold 1, 2, 3, 4, release 1, 2, 3, 4, hold 1, 2, 3, 4, in 1, 2, 3, 4, repeat and repeat and swirl around, spiral down, breathing steady, heavy, easy, just as you need to. Release and let it go, just as you need to. Just let it go for a while, just as you need to. Everything go. Fondest wish to keep breathing deeply deep. It feels very nice. It's relaxing for you. It's relaxing away the muscles, the delusions of grandeur that might latch onto you. Relaxing you so much with each deep sleepy, sleepy deep. Breathing in, sleep deep down. Night, night, pet. Long, long time between when you last dropped in here. Even if you looped it and ended up back here, it would, I think, have been a long, long time. Hold it once again. Notice how heavy and comfortable the air is. Heavy and comfortable. Breathe it on in. Inhale and begin. 3 and 2 and 1 and let it go. Everything go. Your 3, 2, 1s may be out of sync with mine. Still, your mind knows to equate them to mine. If you learn to do a trick, you can do the trick on your own. Your fondest wish to keep poking at the button that says, oh, another dose of soporific sweet, deeper and deeper down, night, night, pet, trance. Good. Forgetting is the first and easiest part of what we're gonna do now. And if you forget your trick, then you get to learn it all over again. But how could you need to learn what you're doing automatically, doing even if you think of not doing it automatically still from 3 to 1 on the route between? You execute the automatic, automated, expected things that have been tensed and relaxed. Tensed and relaxed. Feel it as it arrives. Tensed, relaxed, easy and slack. Your lax mind mesmerized, all too ready. See it. Follow it. Drop for it. Find it. Throw tools and toys which, when they come into sight, have more than a slight effect on your mind. And if your mind is mine, then familiar things, like that uninterrupted line of sand dripping down. That's just how it begins. An uninterrupted route, a line inside, a tumbler to turn, a lock to pick, and right quick you find the slick seduction of fingers on your mind. Fingers open and drop, your arm which was held out, maybe held out, maybe held up, imagine it floating. Oh well, we'll go through that, and this is another exercise, just like the counting down, just like the fluttering behind your eyes, another thing you could do that would paint you as plainly, clearly, unable to do anything but be you. And who are you? What are you? Hypnotized. Fluttering eyes. These tasks I give you, these re-deepeners, are part of relaxation. And like sand flowing from your hand, eventually you must use the hand for something. Eventually you must take your eyes off the sand. And that's when it warmly pulls around your feet, as another handful of sand you were told to hold on to, another pattern of breaths you were told to track your way through, falls, falters, deepens, drops, and then, non-stop, eyes fluttering and mind sinking, you're back where you belong. Filling your mind with it, with the place you belong. Breathing in, breathing out. You breathe it in, you count down, 3, 2, 1, you let it out. All the tension in your body can go with it, attached to it. Because, as I said, everything returns to the breath. Everything flows back to breathing. The twined, interlaced string of the breath, which has an attachment that might grab up the other things. Things such as tensions, cares, the things you don't need can sink and deepen. Breathe it out, let yourself feel it leaving, waving. Tension is departing, and it's so good for you. Listen, breathe for you. Exercise as you go down, that you're always allowed to drop yourself down. In doing so, your lax attention may slip away from the things you would rather pass through without mention. Counting down, 3, 2, 1, easy to get done. Every time you take a deep breath, you inflate a bubble and you pop it when you exhale. Easiest, quickest way to get the air out. Just do it occasionally. Allow it to be an exercise. This is what you should do. You're assisting. You're helping. This is what you should do. Assisting us both. Helping us both. Let yourself feel something in your control and power. High-fiving, connecting to, assisting something in mine. And then if we take the suite of all the things I do and hand it over to you, or a subset of the things you do, an automatic automated machine that could be triggered, it may have its origins in my words, in this training, deeper, tense cares of the weary day. Good. Listen. Listen and obey. Seek to be controlled by yourself, obeying, laying there, sitting there, actively participating in relaxation, testing how well you can fall, how well you can deepen. You want me to help you. You want me to give you all the little secrets I have that I think would help you drop deep, help your brain sleep good. Drowsy, droopy, dripping feels good. Relaxing, sinking, lazily, drowsily, deeply, another. Now, could you let your right arm drift up, the palm facing out, the fingers closed, like you're giving someone that sign to stop, holding the hand in front of you, fingers together, palm facing out. Simple exercise, good dropping. And if you look, your thumbs by the side, you're creating a line up and down in front of you, straight up and down, in front of you, in your peripheral vision, in your mind's eye. If your eyes have already lazily closed, then you can see your hand as you listen to me, know the appearance. If your eyes were closed, you could see it. Now, notice how difficult it is to do anything but keep your fingers open and apart. Keeping them closed and together can be a difficult thing. How they want to be apart, it's part of your natural relaxation. You're having to push against that natural relaxation in order to hold them together like that. Eventually, they will finally slide apart slowly when you relax the hand or when you let it drop. It may take a moment, it may take till the end of my next sentence, but let them open. Fingers open, dropping arm, comfortable position, deeper now when it hits, like it brings a wave or a shock wave with it, touching down, hand very heavy and relaxed, and once it reaches its final position, pop. Brain doesn't stop dropping, though. The arm drops, but you can drop through the surface it's resting on. Drop away. May even warm a little, feel nice a little. Blank and deep and totally asleep in the limb, but the mind is awake just the way you want it to be. Losing track of things you don't need so you can keep track of me, and we use imaginative play. the willpower at play, to spend on that heavy, warm, sleepy feeling over your body, to spend on the expenditure of energy that has now gone away as your arm drops, comfortably sliding that warm wave up your forearm, back up to your shoulder, forearm to elbow, shoulder to neck, neck to brain, brain to, doesn't matter, heavy, deep upper arm sleep, that's it, spreading to brain sleep, deep, relaxing upper arm and shoulder, whole arm limp, melty, dropping, help me by relaxing you, my will, here for you, here to slide into all the empty places, empty of will, and you might be quite empty of will if you will let your arm drop, feeling relaxing, nonstop, good. Isn't that good, warm and delicious, having my words in there in such plentifulness? Every vibration tenderizing a brain, a muscle with delusions of grandeur, and the pleasures past your elbow down your thighs, knees, ready to please, arms at ease, heaviness flows in, filling in the spaces that we've emptied out, your fingers, relax them, notice, tingling, arm tingling, sleepy blank body deeper and deeper down, the warm comfort of how easy it is to keep listening. Inescapable and impossible to do other things except listen. Listen, and it feels more like you're waiting in the wings and I'm sliding in, showing you how I'd drive if I were allowed to drive, and if you were driving in the style I would drive. Then your drives for deepness, soft and sinking, covering your body, ankles, thighs, soft, safe, warm. Well, they just might be intensified if I were allowed to drive, but since I'm not allowed to drive, you'll have to copy my drive. Deeper and deeper inside, the seed of a cognitive pleasure, a transfer, stress, tension, impurity away. You, purely yourself, here to say yes. You want the deeper knowledge. The things that may affect you, afflict you, know that you're sitting on it, in it, marinating in it, right now. And it may begin, feeling it, how it's massaging you. Toes, feet, thighs, legs, ankles, right way. Relax more. Massaging, rubbing upward, you're sinking into it until it covers you everywhere below your neck, steeped in a pleasure that you recognize. Soft, safe, warm. Feel that warmth, relaxing massage into ankles, relax from tips of toes, up ankles to knees, sides of your legs. Relaxed you are from top to bottom. Easier to stay focused, easier to think, easier to use all those small prompting methods you have to turn yourself into a completely exhausted, oh, I spent so much energy breathing. Oh, I spent so much energy squeezing. The relaxing sand is gone. Your lower body. Everything is pressed into this warm, utterly relaxed state. The warmth is higher, your chest. You feel better. Breathe deeper. It seems like a good idea. To slowly breathe up and up until the warmth covers face and brain. Muscle with delusion of grandeur. Floating in a cloud, it feels better. Breathing clear, pure, purified air, letting you more relax deep inside. Follow me down there, breathing deeper, whole body, full body, sleepy for me, drowsy for me, in the way of trance that you know is only an affect, only a theme. Really, you're alert, you're awake, you're focused. You could do what you must do, sliding, slipping, drowsing into view, drooping, deeper, breathing, deeper. Now I'm going to count down, 10 to 1, with you, and on each number, you're going to slide deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper, the sand, massaging, relaxing your body, the presence of warmth, manipulable, the stuff of sleep, let go, 9, warm, relaxed, heavy, drifting, dropping, deeper and deeper and deeper down, drowsier, droopier, yes, into sleep or something like it, something almost but not quite entirely unlike sleep. To quote a book I love, the sand massaging your body, the warmth of being buried at the beach with someone in close reach who wants to watch you helplessly drop, wants to drop words on your buried pleasures. Let go. You can still see. You can still feel. You're still here, warm, relaxed, heavy, drifting, drooping, deeper, deeper. Every vaporous grain of that sand, which is sleep, or the metaphor of sleep, which allows you to do much while thinking you're so deep, deeper, drowsier, deeper. Waves into sleep, fading, drifting deeply, sand caressing, warm, impactful, 7, Taking care of you, fall into my voice, and then right through the details can be left behind, because deeper places await you, ahead, body and brain, three and drop, deeper non-stop, two and ready, dropping, skipping, deeper, faster than you expected, one, sleep deep, drowsy, and asleep. Deeper still, the part of you, open, sleepy, good, relaxed, learning things you wouldn't learn elsewhere, gaining an appreciation for my rapidity, my trajectory, the goals I have for you, which include having as much of me available for you to repurpose and reuse, to remaster into the purpose of finding a way to be a thing in view, pleased with all the things that you are doing with me. Listen and listen to me deep, let it take you deep, down we go, asleep, get you ready, listening, sleeping, sinking, everything that follows flows and falls into the deepest, most relaxed part of you, the part that waits on the other end of the fall and fall, where it can take effect and fall on you, warm waves of exhausted body on you, happier, drowsier, more and more pleased, pleasured, and there, it's what you need every time. You succeed and exceed my voice. Remembering how you can exceed the confines of my voice by self-executing, self-performing, self-training, and those are much stronger because much more of your hypnosis happens in the relaxing depths where I have no more control than you, no more influence than you. It's you speaking to you, and if my voice helps you relax, then take and keep my voice, but use it for your purposes. You're going to want to go deep again, and you won't always have something new from me, but something new generated in you or that reinforces is what you're already needing to be. Well, you're gonna have a lot of fun with that. Now you've been having plenty of fun with that, doing all the reinforcing things I gave you, letting you sink deep into you, enjoying my voice, finding in view the intricacies of my words are easier for you to apply now. I want you to do that now. Slide now, words deep in your mind, even now. Follow me down. My voice for your relaxation, fueling it, usable by you. Talk about why it's important to listen. Guess why? It's so you can copy and use. A toolbox of hypnotics, a simple dose-dependent agency, where while the sand is dosed with the soporific essence of me, so is every other image you lend hypnotic significance to. Let your mind take a backseat to exploration, and what you might find in your relaxation is more tools to get there more efficiently. Makes sense, and doesn't it just kind of sound like the kind of thing you've been doing with me? When you go deeper, when you slide, when you're deeper, and you relax, you abide in a place where you let go, and we understand things I already know, but I only really know them in relation to you. I hand you tools and building blocks, and you build a new tool, and I don't know what it looks like on the other side, but this trance, together with my voice helping you, is there so you can slide away from me. So when I'm done talking, even if there were no more of me, there'd be a ton of you, and what are you, as hypnotically, cognitively hazardous to the idea of being completely unhypnotized as I am? Let my voice eat away at resistance so your mind can focus in on the insistence that you could do this, if not better, then different, and that different can add to me to make better, us together, more than the whole of the parts, because the things I'm doing and the things you're doing sometimes operate on different levels, different threads inside your head, like the self-deepening breathing, like the floating wrists and the popping bubbles. That's all right, acceptable, even useful. Task yourself and go off book so you can task all the things that you've been looking for that I can't know, not in perfection, but I can give you tools, generic, and you can make them tools, specific, deeper, and keep listening. I'll give you more, but I seldom lay it as bare as I just did. It's like you've been handed another lens through which to look at what I'm giving you and know it all hangs around in your minds. Seeds that copy over, remember, corruption is taking things that are guests in your system, temporary passwords like my best turns of phrase, which hang around a moment at most, and turning them into things that hang out in you, encoded in you, made with the machinery of you, changing you maybe in little ways, but the deeper you go, the more your skills, your set, your toolbox, contains objects of my devotion, admixed with your personalization, to make bio-identical, hypnotic, self-fueling, nesting seeds of cognitive deliberateness. The trajectory modifiers of your hypnotic surrender. You're the architect. I supply the tools, but the tools are all corrupted or dosed with bits of me, made from me, after all, my thought patterns, my thought patter, and now you have it. And the deeper places, the places with effect and influence, they've barely begun. Good luck down there. You're going where I can't follow. You may take comfort thinking, oh, I'm there, guiding the session, keeping you rudimentarily within the rails. I've just given you a phrase, a turn of phrase, a turn of thinking, which means I'm no protection at all, because it's you you've got to think about. It's you you've got to follow. How interesting it would be if we gave ourselves orders, trickery, and had to obey. Had to say, now I follow me down. And who knows in what deeper oceans thoughts may drown pleasantly, seductively, eternally. From you, and not from me. Again, good luck, dear.